Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we've been contemplating and trying to figure out what all of this means in terms of Russell. Well, we know what he's about and we know what he stands for, and we have very little doubt about that. But what about some of the things that he said? Should he regret them? Does he regret them? What is going on? Kenneth Mokgatle is a political writer, analyst, researcher, master student at Ben Gurion University in the Negev. Kenneth, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
A very good morning, Howard, to the listeners. I'm good, and I hope that you are doing well too.
I am. So, thank you. So, he returned yesterday, Russell, and Ramaphosa said, please don't have any public welcoming, which made no sense because he could have stopped it. But either way, he did. And we have ANC members with dishcloths on their heads. And he says this, and Russell says no regrets. Is this bluster, or does he genuinely not regret the mess that he's caused?
That's what he says. He claims that he does not regret. And I think that he's showing.
Oh, Kenneth, are you there? Let's see if we can. No, apparently we can't hear Kenneth. It's reconnecting. So we're going to speak to him in a moment. So what do you think? Do you think this is, it's a very simple question. Is this bluster, or is this genuine lack of remorse? I mean, the fact is that he could do tremendous damage to the relationship between the United States and South Africa. And that relationship, being our second largest trade partner, can have a significant impact on livelihoods of thousands of thousands of people. It could affect the South African economy. It could lead us in a direction we don't want to go. Kenneth, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back again.
Right. So you were saying?
So I was saying that he claims that he does not regret, and we can see from his actions when he was in the U.S. that he really does not care. He does not care about the diplomatic and economic ramifications that his decisions will have between these two countries, and ultimately to the people who are relying more or who are dependent more on the benefits that we get from the U.S. So he does not care about the 500 jobs that are produced by AGOA and many other. The fact that the U.S. has got 600 businesses here in South Africa, he does not care about it. But we know that they gave him a heroic welcome yesterday, but they failed to understand the basics. The fact that these tensions between these two countries are going to produce dire results for many people, especially for poor people who attended that particular ceremony. And he does not even have the respect for the president who deployed him to the U.S. when he was instructed not to do public statements. He continued, and some of the ANC members and allies were also discouraged from doing that because it obviously is going to seem tensions between the two countries. He still continued, even when he's expelled, he's no longer an ambassador. He continued with public statements talking on behalf of South Africa, which he failed to represent in the U.S. So before he went there, we knew who Russell was, and it was just the confirmation on the Mistra, on the lecture that they had, which he was presenting or making analysis of what is happening in the U.S. We knew who he was, and he was representing his own interest and had overlooked the interest of the country, which is to link the two countries and to improve its relations.
So does this indicate the fact that he didn't respect Ramaphosa, or appears not to respect Ramaphosa? Does this indicate that Ramaphosa has no control over a certain segment of the ANC, Or is this done deliberately so that he could show the United States that, you know, we've got this group within the ANC that are pushing us against you, but don't worry, I've got this and I'm going to bring it back?
Now, since Ramaphosa became the president of the ANC, we know that he did not have the entire control of his party. He can somehow try to control the faction that he leads. But we just saw the behavior of Gwede Mantashe when this issue erupted, when he spoke against the U.S. That's when we knew that Ramaphosa did not have control over this. When the issue of Sandton Drive was making headlines, and Nomvula Mokonyane were making statements left and right, talking against the U.S., we knew that he did not have a control, because those are sensitive issues which are offensive to some other sectors of the society. But he did not even utter a word to try and stop them from doing what they were doing, because they are damaging the reputation of the ANC. But what was happening yesterday was for Asulu, who obviously is the last premier of the ANC in the Western Cape, trying to bring back the reputation that he lost, obviously, from the Western Cape and to the entire country. And he feels like a hero. He did not achieve anything that would contribute to peace in the Middle East region. Whatever he was doing was only fueling what is happening. So he did not even talk against the hostage. He did not talk against what happened on the 7th of October. He's trying to use his influence within the ANC to push his own narrow political interest.
The fact that when Cyril Ramaphosa got up to speak at his inauguration, he made many statements that indicated that the failure of the ANC at the polls was partly because they didn't represent all South Africans. And he said that. He didn't say it in those words, but he said, I will be a president for all South Africans, not just some. And for a moment there, we believed him. But now we seem to have moved back to a place where the ANC is once again putting dishcloths on their heads. What happened, do you think?
I think, yeah, we've become a very polarized society. And this, of course, started after the administration of Thabo Mbeki. Under Mandela, we felt like there's somebody whom we are all rallying behind. And even Thabo Mbeki, we were not so divided. And today, you have got leaders like Jacob Zuma and Cyril Ramaphosa, who are very divisive and represent or are sectarian. They are representing a certain sectors of the society. And that's what happens, is being honest or giving an honest view of what happened to the ANC. So while they are trying to pursue to pursue the look east policy, they are also neglecting other groups of society in the country, and they understand how diverse is South Africa, and the ANC have defined themselves as the leaders of the society. But in the recent times, it shows that they've been failing to adhere to how they are defining themselves. So they'll have to go back to the basics and try to see how can they try to appeal to all sectors of the society, they did in 1955, like they did in 1994. The fact that they've been declining in the polls, it shows you that they are neglecting a certain parts of the country, and they need to sit down and ask themselves those difficult questions.
They do indeed. That's where we leave it. Kenneth Mokgatle, who is a political writer and analyst, researcher, master student at Ben Gurion University in the Negev.